Hi everyone. Today we're closing out the book of Haggai. We're going to look at Haggai chapter 2 from verses 20 to 23. The word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I'm about to shake the heavens and the earth and to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I'm about to destroy the strength of the kingdoms and the nations and overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders shall go down, every one by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts. So in this passage, God speaks to Haggai, or through Haggai, one last time, and it's actually the same day as the previous passage, not relevant for any reason, but it's just God is speaking a second time in the same day here. And this message that he speaks is unlike the rest of God's messages in Haggai, in that it's for one person in particular. Now, we haven't talked about it much, but God has this message specifically for Zerubbabel, who we're told is the governor of Judah. And it's a very important, great, significant kind of message. God tells him, like he said earlier in this chapter, he's going to overthrow the kingdoms, right? He's going to shake the heavens and the earth, overthrow the throne of kingdoms, destroy the strength of the nations. What God's going to do is he's going to bring, you know, justice to the world. He's going to show us full power and authority. The strength of kingdoms will come down. Now, what does this have to do with Zerubbabel? God says to him in the very last verse here, he says, on that day, I will take you and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you. Now, a signet ring, it's a sign of royal authority, right? It's like, when people see their ring, they know, oh, this person has the authority of the king. He has that king's power, blessing, all those kind of things. And so what God is saying to Zerubbabel is that people were going to see him and see the authority and the power of God. They'll see that he's been chosen by God. Now, why does Zerubbabel get this special treatment? Zerubbabel was in the line of David. David was his great, 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 up like 13 levels up grandfather, right? That's who Zerubbabel was. And I'm sure you can guess who his great, 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 10 levels down grandson is. It's Jesus. And so this message from God to Zerubbabel wasn't just a message that wasn't actually a message that Zerubbabel himself would have this power one day. But what God is saying to him is that one day this is going to happen. One of your descendants is going to come, and that God's plan would still be in effect. God's promise to David would still be valid. God promised David that, you know, someone from his line would be on the throne for forever. And the fulfillment of that promise was David's descendant, Zerubbabel's descendant. It was Jesus. The reason God speaks this to Zerubbabel is to encourage him and let him know that God's plan is still working, right? That even though things are much humbler now, or things are just not as great as they were in the past, God wants him to know, my plan, my promise, my covenant with you, with your line, with David, with Israel, it is still in effect. God is still going to work. And for us then, the way we can understand is that no matter what we see, we know that God's plan is still at work. But I think the greater promise here is that Jesus, right, is the one who will come. And when he comes, we'll see, when Jesus comes in full, we'll see justice happen. We'll see the strength of nations come down. And we'll know that, God's plan is in effect. And that we can trust in that. We can keep living like Zerubbabel and other people there in Israel were at that time, living for God, striving to follow God in the midst of all that they're going through. And so for us today, let's pray and hope through this passage that we can be reminded of God's power at work in our lives right now. And that all of God's promises, they're still valid, right? Even though things look dark, God is still at work. We can trust in that. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for this word. And pray that we will know that we are your chosen ones, that we are your children, that whom you love. And I pray that we will take heart in that, and that we'll trust your promises, trust in your covenant with us, trust that you love us, God. Help us, God, to live in that hope, in that joy. And yes, Lord, we pray that we will be faithful as we remember these things. We thank you, God. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.